Good morning, Teach Better family, and welcome to Teach Better Today, where we are live every single morning, Monday through Friday, on all of your social media platforms. I'm Katie Miglin. That's Ray Hewer. We decided to switch it up today and go on the other side. And we're super excited that you're joining us for your morning. So go ahead and drop in the chat where you're at and oh, and your name, unless you've given StreamYard permission to post your name. And we'll be back in, I don't know, a few seconds.
I mean, it sounds exciting.
All right. Good morning, Teach Better family. Obviously, Ray and I can only partially switch roles because we are a hot mess if we don't follow routine because we're creatures of habit. So, my name is Katie Miglin. Welcome to Teach Better Today, where we are live every single Monday through Friday morning on your social media platforms. And we're excited you're here with us, Ray.
Yeah, hopefully this isn't your first show, because if it is, if you could stop and go to one that was already aired, that'd be great.
You know, sometimes you guys, we have these ideas. We're like, we're gonna switch it up. We're gonna do something different. And then, like, we realize this is why we don't switch it up because we can't handle
I
change.
just forget like what my job. You know, sometimes you wake up and you're like, listen, I'm a smart, like well-educated person, and I don't know how to function today. And it's fine.
It's
It's
adulting.
life.
You know,
But
you have
like
those
that's
mornings where you're like, I'm adulting and I'm doing like a really good job adulting. And then you have other mornings where you're like, can I just be a 5-year-old again, please?
I just don't remember how to click the buttons today. I just had a sip of coffee. Like, guys,
Right.
I'll click buttons like halfway through the coffee. I'll be
Okay.
fine.
Well,
Katie, do you have a busy day going on today?
I do have a very busy day. I think I'm with you a lot of it, which this is a
Well,
strong start to our day together.
you are not going to be with me for the whole thing because I am being a podcast guest on someone else's podcast today. It's called Pixel Podcast, and it's by he's in our community, Ryan in our community. This is his podcast. I'm super excited to be a guest, just saying, because I always think it's fun to like switch it up and like invite people on our podcast and then like go check out their podcast because everyone's got their own vibe. And I'll try not to talk about you, but like I probably will.
Well, you'll miss me because you know it'll be like maybe 1 hour of the day that we aren't together. So,
Right. But like during that hour when they're like trying to ask me education questions, I'll be like, hey, do you know my friend Katie? She's like really pretty.
you go. Well, good morning, friends. Hopefully, you have coffee and you're chugging it at this point because we have provided nothing. But you know, Ray's talking about podcasts. We're talking about
Yeah, it's not
something.
that we've provided nothing. It's that we're having a slow start. Could you phrase things a little more nicely?
Sorry.
Sometimes we all have a slow start. Slow start, friends. Cheers to slow start.
Cheers to
Also,
the
I
start.
really, before we started live, I wanted to adjust my camera so that that wasn't there. And I still haven't done it. We're like 4 minutes in. So can I just like, nope, wrong.
Keep going. There you go. Oh my gosh, it looks so much better. Now we can start.
Now we can start. Hi, everyone.
You
Good
know, Ray, you were talking about podcasts, and that got me thinking because I've been doing some when we go travel to clients, the last few have been in the car. So I've been leaning heavy on my podcast choices. And I really
morning.
kind
I know you're about to transition to some conversation thing, but can I ask a question first?
sure, I don't think you should whisper about it.
Okay. Hey guys, she's about to transition into like an actual topic. Before we do that, can you just put in the comments, no discussion needed. If you have to travel 5 to 6 hours, do you choose car or do you book a flight?
Oh, this is a good question because this was a debate between you and I.
This is a debate. So it's like, let's go 5, 6 hours in the car. Which would be like a really quick flight, but you have to like go through security and then whatever. So like,
You have to get to the
let's
airport, depending on
get to
where they're
the
from.
airport. Yeah, I understand there's like pros and cons with both. So we're not, there's no wrong answer, but we need to know. It's 6 hours in the car. Do you drive it or do you fly it? And let's also assume that it's not on your dime because this, like for work, it's not on our, like, thank God Jeff Gargis like gives us his credit card and we use his money. So.
It's also our job, so.
Right, but do you know, like internally, we talk about Teach Better Money, like it's like Jeff's
It's
bank account.
just
We don't
naturally.
pull money out of him. So like when you like buy postage stamps, it's like fine, it's fine. Like Jeff will buy it. It's like actually the company. It's fine. Okay, put that in the comments
So yeah.
because Katie decided to drive these locations.
So decided to drive for my own personal reasons, but when you're in the car alone.
Wait, that sounded creepy. Your own personal reasons. Like, isn't it because you're growing a baby?
No, it was because of where I'm located. Like all the reasons that I feel like people are going to be putting in the comments. Like, I'm not near a major airport. It wouldn't have been as convenient. Like, I would have had to
Don't
travel.
sway them.
That's
Don't
why
sway them.
I said my personal reasons, and then you questioned me.
I know, just think personal reasons was like because I'm dying and I am growing a baby and I just am, like it sounded really traumatic versus I chose to drive because I wanted to. Like, there's a difference.
I chose to drive because I like to do the opposite of Ray Hewer. So I was in the
Don't
car.
tell them my opinion. I would fly. It's true.
This is going well. So I want to know if you were in the car, really kind of any point. Like I never had a long commute to work, but we know people in our community have up to an hour or so. So like you're in the car for a substantial amount of time.
I'm going to keep interrupting. So, we have an ambassador that commuted 2 hours to work last year. I can't even, again, shout out to you. I can't even. Moving on. We're not going to get through this.
We're not going to, but it's going to be really enlightening. So, if you are driving more than 5 minutes, what is your podcast of choice? Now, here's our question though. We're not looking for like the right answers. We're not looking for like education podcasts necessarily. Like maybe that is what you do listen to, which we'd love to hear that in the chat. But like you want to get your head away from work. You want to like just be in like mindless, guilty pleasure kind of stuff. What do you lean on for your entertainment in the car? Now, some people don't do podcasts at all. Maybe they do audiobooks or music. So that's the other thing. Drop in the chat. Do you do podcasts, music? Audiobooks, silence.
Well, silence sometimes is amazing. You need that.
Okay, but would you do it daily?
No, for me, like silence is really good after a really busy day, like on your way home from work. But when I need something, I for sure go podcast, or I don't know if this is like super controversial, and I really promise I do this with safety in mind. But I'm so sorry. Like I feel like this is gonna go back to like my childhood and people will be like, oh, you're gonna kill yourself. No. I like have gotten in the habit of turning on Netflix, but I
Oh, really?
don't. Well, okay, here's my reason. So on Netflix, I rewatch everything like 300 times. It's like a terrible habit.
This
So
is
like I'm
true.
rewatching Gilmore Girls for like the 9700th time.
Such a good one.
It's so good, but I don't watch it. Like my phone's turned over. I'm not watching. I'm just listening. So to me, I know that it's like so what you're not supposed to do. Like I can't, but I'm like, wait, but I'm doing it like it's a podcast.
That's the thing. How is it any different than any of the other things you're listening to?
I just know the scene so well because I've watched it 100 times. So I mean, like you couldn't do that for a new show because then you'd be
No.
missing like nuances of the movie or whatever. But like
Right.
that is an element I've gone to that I feel like is an unpopular opinion, but
That's just so interesting. But you probably are not alone.
I definitely am not encouraging people to have a screen they are watching while driving. That is not at all what I'm condoning.
But think about, there's got to be other people that do the same for the
But I'm
exact
not
same reasons you
approving
said.
it.
No, you don't have to. People can do
But
whatever
if
they
it's
want.
flipped over, if you're not watching,
Right, you're just
then
listening.
it's just a podcast.
It'd be no different than you saying, I'm reading a book, and people being like, you can't read and drive. And you're like, well, it's actually just an audiobook. You're not reading the words, you're consuming the
Right.
same information.
Good. Okay, so what's your shameless podcast that you don't like to admit, but it's what you go to when you're not looking for education podcasts? So by the way, friends, if you're looking for education podcasts, you should go to teachbetter.com/podcast and see like the 40 plus educator podcasts that we
Yes.
support, love, Teach Better affiliated, blah, blah, blah. Like that's
And
awesome.
shout out
But
to Joshua Stamper, who works with all of those people
he's fine.
and vets them and does all the great stuff. So good job, Josh. But
Josh is okay. He's overrated.
I'm a true crime person.
Okay, you've mentioned this, but that's not a show, that's a podcast.
Podcast. I'm a,
Okay.
well, I do like the shows and audiobooks of true crime, but Crime Junkie is my go-to. Like every time I mow the grass, I know that I can mow the entire grass in one episode. So,
Oh, I like that. I like
that's my
that.
go-to.
If you guys have not watched all the episodes of Teach Better Today Morning Show, I just want to give a shout out that on September 11th, that episode that we aired in the morning, I referred to Katie's addiction to like murder mysteries and cold cases. And this is further proof that it exists.
All right, what's yours? Besides, okay, so pretend you didn't turn Netflix on that day. You decided to listen to a podcast. What's your podcast of choice?
I mean this in a really nice way, and I will tell you if you want me to, but I am embarrassed to admit my favorite podcast because it's like not something that I know 99% of people would like.
Can you give a
So,
genre?
yes. Okay. So one I can say is I love the Mix Morning Show, which is a Chicagoland radio station that puts out a like essentially a synopsis of their show in like an hour podcast every
Okay.
day. Super, super good. I've listened since I was a kid. Radio hosts have changed. I love it. The other one that I listen to, and I wish they put out more than an episode a week, but they only put out an episode a week, is essentially like two young girls living life and talking about the lives they're living. One is married, one is dating. They live in New York and they get paid way too much money to have a podcast with Barstool. And I just think it's like a really trashy podcast. Like they just
Okay,
talk about
so
like
trashy gossip essentially is what it is.
like trashy gossip. Like they're like talking about like TV shows, they're talking about dating, they're talking about like affiliates that they have that pay them to go to glamorous events. Like that's yeah.
But in some ways, okay, like I'm not necessarily saying it's like right or wrong, but sometimes the same way that I listen to like crime podcasts, sometimes you need the escape from what your reality is. And so I think at the end of the day, like whatever entertains you, obviously, is number one. But if you're like, oh, I should probably listen to this, like, are there days that I'm like, I should listen to this person's new podcast because it will make me a better human? Absolutely. But sometimes we just need those moments to completely escape the day-to-day and like the reality of our own world. And so, like, if you want to listen to the trashy podcast, Ray Huber, you go for it.
I live a very lovely life that is not a single girl in New York. And it's so different from my life. It's
Right.
like, I find it fascinating. Yeah. And they do talk. The one thing I find interesting is that in our world, okay, I'm going to say this again. It's going to sound terrible, but like when we would have been cool enough, when young enough, Katie and I, to be like single cool girls in downtown New York. There were things that, like, I literally can't imagine, like, the two of us really
That
cool and
sentence
hip.
is such a foreign
I
sentence.
know. We'd be like, where's the cornfield? No, but really, like, they like normalize things that I think now in society is great to normalize. Like, they talk about the fact that they see a therapist every week. Like, they talk about like things that I'm like, yeah, that should have been normal when we were young and cool. And it wasn't talked about and celebrated, and now it is. And I hope you all have great therapists.
So, regardless of what you're listening to on your day-to-day, whether it's a 15-minute commute or 2 hours,
Yeah.
find something that entertains you, brings you some joy, regardless of what it is. If you're a parent, you know, maybe don't turn on Disney Radio or Cocomelon. Find something to just kind of savor those moments of being alone. And if it's silence, you know what? That's fine. Just if it starts being silent every day, maybe reach out, jump on a call with one of us.
Yeah, please. Oh my gosh, that is how you should go through, like if you know you have a long drive, you should schedule a phone call with us. I would love that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did see this meme the other day that's like, don't you dare think you're going to call me after 6 p.m. Like, don't you dare think you're going to return my phone call after 6 p.m. You and I both know that my commute home is over and now my phone is like off the hook. And I laugh because literally my sister, shout out, she's an educator in the Chicago area. She is the exact same way. She will call me on her way to school or her way home from school. But if I try to call her outside of that, there's no hope in getting hold of her.
There's no hope. But if you legitimately like went on our calendars, which all of you have access to, by the way, like Katie and I both have Calendly accounts. So it's calendly.com/our full names, Ray Hewer, Katie McGlynn. And you can like see our full calendar. If you ever have a long drive, you should schedule time and talk to us. And we could talk shop about education. We could talk about, I don't know, life. It'd be fun.
Crime podcasts.
Obviously. Hey, Katie, you know how Teach Better Today morning show is supposed to be this really amazing educational way to start your morning? We're 16 minutes into a show that's supposed to be 15 to 20 minutes long, and we haven't done anything. So do we skip it, or are we doing the listener question?
Well, the listener question is kind of big, though.
Literally, that's why I'm asking, because the listener question is so good.
It is so good. So let's table it for the next conversation. But to finish up this podcast conversation, I have seen, this is like, actually, should we do the transition? Because this is actually educational related.
Okay, we'll actually say something of value once we do this commercial. But I will say, I'm so excited to go through the comments and see everyone's podcast suggestion. We'll be right back for the one piece of value Katie will be providing. We'll be back, friends.
Friends, we've been talking.
You're supposed to talk. It's your
God, dang it. We have to do another episode where we actually like do this the right way. It's fine.
Don't worry. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, for an entire school year. No one will remember this one.
Mark it in your calendars. The day that
September
we flip rolls.
21st.
Yep. Okay. So we've been talking about podcasts. We've been talking about like the Guilty Pleasure podcast, but Ray, I did see there was quite a bit of chatter in the...
That sounded so dirty. Was that just me?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know, guys. We've been talking so much about the Guilty Pleasure podcast.
That's what they're calling. Okay. The non-education podcast. There you go. But there has been a ton of chatter in our private Facebook group. If you're not a member, totally recommend go join, because there's always good conversations of like educators in the classrooms, in schools, doing really cool stuff. But there was this whole conversation about podcasting with students. And there was like, hey, I'm interested in getting into this. What do I do? So we have resources. We've talked about it before. But like, I just want to spend a couple minutes to say, if you are at all interested in podcasting with your students, go to the Facebook group so you can see the conversations. Lots of good resources were shared, like logistics of like, how do you do it? But honestly, one of the things I tried it for a very short period of time. My students didn't seem to get into it, so I like just ditched it for that reason. But you can simply record on your phone. Like if you have a smartphone, you can literally just record whatever. Like I literally just held my phone up to their voices and then amplify, right? Isn't that amplify?
It starts with an A though. Anchor.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anchor is like Amplify is an education. They're great too, but.
But Anchor is what you just put, throw it on your phone and literally you put your phone down on this like table and you're like, go. It works really well.
Yeah. So if you're like, I want to try something really short and sweet. I literally did it as their assignment notebook every day. So I had my like study hall group record what they did in all their classes and then like what big projects were coming up. And we posted it every day so that if a kid got home and wanted to know what it was. And it was super, super easy. So like that is like the smallest version ever of how you can do podcasting. But if you're just wanting to get your feet wet with it and like try the technology piece or try how it works, totally recommend Anchor. Put it on your phone. Super, super easy.
Anchor has really cool features too that are like drag and drop. Like they're not hard to edit something or throw it's in like background free. Music. It's totally free. Don't pay for it. It's not like the free account does plenty. I know that you could pay for it if there's features that you want, but that would be like advanced. Like if you're just looking to put out a podcast that you're proud of, the free account's super justifiable. I will say, and I don't know that we talk about this very often, Katie, and I love that you went this direction, but we don't edit anything in our podcasts. Like if there's, I know there's so many people and I'm in no way shaming it. I love the high quality, impressive podcasts that have tons of editing and background music and making sure that the sound all aligns. Like there's so much incredible work that can be done in that space. But just to be clear, like whether you're doing a podcast or your students are doing a podcast, you don't always have to edit it. Like the only thing Katie and I do in this show is we start the recording and we stop the recording. There's no editing. That's why you hear all the mistakes. That's why we giggle and interrupt each other. I personally, I think our team like has agreed that that's kind of the part of our aesthetic. Yeah. But I know when we started Teach Better Talk in 2018, we actually went through and would like edit long pauses or someone saying, or we would allow somebody that we're interviewing to be like, hold on, can I redo that? And we would like cut that part out. And I think we just learned over time that people are people. And some of those pieces don't have to be edited out if you're comfortable having a little bit more of a human element of the podcast. But no editing for this.
No, but if you think about students and you think about who is listening to the podcast or what your purpose is, like people want kids to be kids. Yeah. So it's okay if they like mess up, laugh, you know, cause it's like they're kids and that's okay. And that's the point. So yeah, totally free yourself up of thinking you have to spend all this time editing. I literally would turn my phone on. We would go through their like assignment notebook, go through all their projects. And then I would post it by the end of the hour, knowing full, like I didn't have any intro music. I didn't have any outro music. Like somebody would say an intro, somebody would say the outro. Like it was super, super basic, but It was tangible, like easy for me to do in the moment. And so if you're at all like considering that, just start super small and then kind of let it grow naturally.
I love that. Oh, the one thing I would say in Anchor that we did do for a period of time, especially for shows like this, that for us went to Teach Better Talk, is we had a pre-recorded intro and a pre-recorded outro. You could save it in Anchor and then just like drag and drop so that you didn't have to say it every time. Whereas for us here on the morning show, we just say stuff or we have like buttons we click for essentially the same. It's like videos that come up and do stuff. Yep. So. Anyway, speaking of videos, ready for the outro?
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Yep. If it wasn't clear that we didn't edit in this episode, we can't help you because we made
it very obvious.
Very obvious. We're going to click the button and wish you a wonderful day, friends. Happy September 21st. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.